The Arcade by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. It's Halloween at the arcade and the boys are ready to have the time of their lives. At 8 and 9 years old, Billy, Bobby, and Ron were ready to party the only way they knew how, by blowing 3 months of allowance on arcade games. The problem was, Billy and Ron had decided to both show up as astronauts. Bobby went with his favorite, a cowboy. Billy and Ron had argued with each other. "Relax, my guy. It's not totally the same. I'm just a regular astronaut. You're the real Buzz here. Besides, I know Bobby's your best bud, and I don't want to get between that." Ron tried to ease him down. "Whoa. Why are you bringing me into this?" Bobby stepped back and looked around for a game. "You better not be. I'm the real Buzz here." Billy adjusted his wings on his backpack. "Absolutely. Besides, we both know I'm better than you." "Excuse me?" "Hey, guys, look. A new game." The boys looked over at the new arcade game. It had these three women painted on the sides. Tall, beautiful, and busty, like every video game player's wet dream in triplicate. It was called Battle Babes, and even though it was women in the game, the combat looked amazing, and the creatures looked badass. "Should we?" Bobby asked, trying to break the tension. "Yeah," Billy said, shoving his way to the center of the console. "We'll see who's best at this game, or any game." Ron gritted his teeth and shoved his way to Billy's left, slamming the token into the slot. Bobby adjusted his hat and said, "Can we please try and enjoy this game?" "Of course, as long as I'm winning," Ron said jokingly. "Whatever, butt breath," Billy said, slamming his palms on the buttons, selecting Honey, the goddess. "Guys, can we try and be cool?" Bobby started up his character, Jolanda, the Spitfire assassin. "I'm cool. I'm just not sure Billy is." Ron picked the boss lady, Francesca, and started hopping around an 8-bit on the screen. The game was really cool, but the ladies were talking about taking each other out, and the boys didn't quite understand what they were talking about. Like fighting, or was it something else? They battled some other cool aliens and progressed a bit further. The game was getting too difficult for Bobby, and the other two were fighting too much to notice him falling behind, each trying to outdo each other. Billy and Ron fought so much over who should take the spoils that they hardly even reacted to Bobby dying. Bobby stepped back as the two continued to play. "Guys, I don't feel so good." He almost fell over. "Sure thing, man," Ron said. "Yeah, whatever," Billy said. Bobby fell over onto his back, his body pulsing, the other two boys too engrossed to know what was going on. Bobby squealed as his body stretched, actually stretched taller. His legs thickened, became more shapely, his blue jeans popping and ripping up the thighs, his boots pulling down on his chaps as they stretched to almost 2 thin leather strips. "You really think you're going to muscle through that?" Billy said to Ron as Bobby's shoulders tore through his yellow plaid top and his arms squeezed into the sleeves. Bobby's butt had swollen into an ass, and his hair had stretched long and silky down his back. "It's either that or this," Ron started firing his weapon into the boss on screen. "Eat bullets, alien scum!" As he fired, Bobby's torso gyrated, and as it moved, it jiggled. Well, the two breasts that were pushing their way through the zipper did. Bobby sat up and put the hat back on her head as she stood so much taller than the other two boys. Bobby looked at the screen, looked at them bouncing around, and felt certain urges a woman of her age should. like she wanted to grab onto them and bury her face in the delectable curves. She moaned softly, and Billy and Ron looked over in a confused way to their friend. Billy tried to take the opportunity to outdo Ron, muscling his way through the enemies to get to the loot. But he wasn't aware of the trap door that opened just before he got there, dumping a pile of stone on him in the game. "Dang it!" he screamed as Ron laughed at him. Billy fell over, feeling that strange sensation throughout his tiny body that was stretching bigger, the pants of his costume tightening around his swelling rump, Bobby taking notice and licking on her lips, Billy's arms stretching longer as those white sleeves ripped into gloves. Bobby nibbled on her lips as she watched Billy's hair stretch in that dirty blonde way. Bobby couldn't take it anymore as she dove into Billy's firm rump and Billy's new feminine form. Billy moaned in ecstasy as Bobby tore those pants away. As Billy and Bobby enjoyed their newfound lesbian lust for each other, Ron was so engrossed in the game that he didn't even notice they had come when he reached the big bad boss. And that boss was tough. The toughest battle he had ever done in a video game. But he did it. He destroyed the head of the beast. "Yes!" Ron said as he leaped from the console, lifting his arms in the air. "I am the..." Ron stopped and grabbed his stomach. Billy and Bobby stopped making out just long enough to watch as Ron's body changed. Hair stretching longer, legs and ass bursting through his pants. He stood up straight and arched his back, pointing his chest to the sky. It swelled triumphantly as Ron stretched taller into the gorgeous goddess he played in the game, towering over her two friends. Billy, Bobby, and Ronnie could not wait to see what the rest of Halloween had in store for them.